This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Retiring, something that is challenging enough already, but if you're about to retire, now you face the possibility of trying to do so during a global economic meltdown. Sound intimidating? Well, Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group is here to help. Financial Insanity coming your way, going to walk you through it. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure if you hear something that resonates, if you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. I'm Alex Dingman. We're going to talk about the economic meltdown. We're also going to be talking about the top five signs that you need a new advisor. But, Scott, we do have some audio here. So first, a sobering outlook on the global economy from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. This at the 2023 World Economic Forum, where he said the global economic outlook is, well, pretty bleak.
Our world is plagued by a perfect storm on a number of fronts. Start with the short term, a global economic crisis. The outlook, as we all know, is bleak. Many parts of the world face recession, and the entire world faces a slowdown.
And a little more audio, Scott, before you respond, as Mr. Guterres also says, we need to look at these challenges squarely in the eye, and there's no sugarcoating the issue.
We need cooperation, yet we face fragmentation. And I'm not here to sugarcoat the scale of that challenge or the sorry state of our world. We can't confront problems unless we look them squarely in the eye. And we are looking into the eye of a Category 5 hurricane.
So, you know, that it doesn't make you all warm and fuzzy inside, Scott, and we are by no means here to scare anybody, but what is your kind of reaction to what he has to say there?
Well, if I was an alcoholic, I'd probably be drinking more listening to that. But I can tell you one
thing.
That's true. If you think about the seven crises, I went back and looked at the history because we are facing a challenge right now. It's amazing that the Great Depression, 1932, it started in 1929 when the price to earnings ratio was over 30. Pay attention to price to earnings. Then you have the Suez crisis in 1956. And then we've gotten through that, of course. And then here it is, we're facing the debt crisis, the international debt crisis in 1982. Now let's keep going. The East Asian economic crisis. This was 1997 to 2001. So these are periods of time that a lot of us don't even think about it because we're thinking about what's in front of us now. But we have to think about history and think about how can we get through this with a positive, if we can, have mental attitude with a game plan. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Russian economic crisis. I don't know if anybody remembers that. This was from 1992 to 1997, followed by the Latin America debt crisis in Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina. Now, this was 1994 to 2002. Now, Alex, I think you understand. I understand this. Doesn't mean I like going through it. No one likes going through it. But then we had the global economic recession from 2007 to 2009 and 2008, everybody remembers. So, gosh forbid, we forget what history we can learn.
Right.
This is where people need to buckle down, put the positive mental attitude on, even though this is could be a rough time. Now, the markets right now seems to be bumping up and down, and some people want to jump in, some people want to jump out. They're playing the yo-yo game, and they're saying, Scott, what do we do? And this is why I love our callers to call in, Alex. I appreciate that, because when they give us a call, they say, Scott, what's the game plan? I am a believer. I have to hit my knees and say, okay, what's the guidance? What can I learn? What can I learn from history? What do we go through? Step two, how can I help people get through this. Like, I think a lot of times people are being, well, in the early 80s, when I was a younger lad, they fired old people and they got in trouble for it. And they got lawsuits called age discrimination. Many of you listening to me right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Alex doesn't, he's a young whippersnapper. But for us old folks like myself and many of you listening, this was a challenge. Now, of course, they put in there, you're 65, you're out. Well, how do we plan for that? And this is, I think, what's so important, why people need a guidance counselor, and the financial guidance counselor, I should say, a coach, someone who can help you through it. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean working out for the Olympics is going to be easy. The slim few win the gold medal. Well, our gold medal is, how do I retire? How do I retire in dignity, not in disgrace? How do I make sure my money is going to be there? This is the question in our seminars coming up. We'll be doing a bunch of seminars. If they're interested, give our studios a call. If you'd like to come to our workshops, I'll be putting many of those on. You can ask for Bonnie, 609-488-4646. This is real. Now, even though the markets, Alex, seem to be exciting, and we hear from Antonio, who gave a beautiful outlook of the corporation, the fragmentation, the high rates of interest, it doesn't mean we can talk all day long. You've got pundits on the radio. Alex, you probably hear it yourself, whether it's Bloomberg or CNN or the Fox Business. Everybody's has an opinion, but it's like a butt. Everybody's got one, but they all stink. Well, the question is, what's going to really help those of you listening to me right now? Yeah, that's right. You're listening to me right now. Say, Scott, what's my game plan? How do I get through this? Where should I put money? I need your help. And I love those phone calls, Alex. I've received so many because of our shows that people are asking for help. So yes. If you're out there, put your positive hat on. Let's have a call to come to Jesus meet. Let's have a real live discussion. Let's get somewhere and put a game plan together.
Yeah, lean on Scott's experience. He's been through this before, like he outlined. He's seen this kind of thing. He knows how to navigate through it. And the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646 @8.com for the website. And I know this is a nuanced question, but if you're in a recession, you see a down market, how do you keep that from derailing retirement plans?
That's a great question.
I know it's large. I mean, generally,
and,
what, you know, when we're
and,
looking
and,
at
and
it.
And it's very important, Alex. This is not a simple question, although the answer is simple. Number one, I was doing some retirement planning for a lovely couple today, and she wants to leave the nursing field. Just really is upset with her boss, a new boss that's coming in, and all they care about is profit, not the patient. Lovely, lovely couple.
Yeah.
We looked at their planning, just like you'd be looking at your planning, who's listening to me right now. And the hardest thing when I said to her, I said, I have a cuss word for you. Are you ready? She looks at me with a big smile. She goes, okay, Scott, what's the cuss word? I said, well, it begins with the letter B. And she said, well, what's that? I said, budget. I think the most important thing is focusing on what is the worst case scenario, focusing on budgeting and then building that emergency fund. If you kind of feel something's on the wall, something's tapping on the wall, do we have a budget and plan? Do we know what we're really spending? Now, she said to me, Scott, we both make very good money. We both retire. I said, okay, I'm looking at your assets. Here's the question. How much do you need on a monthly basis? And she said, well, I don't know. If that's you, you need to know. Because if you don't know, you're throwing darts and you could be pouring cash out of the poorest of your environment of cash. It could be coming out because you think, I got $1 million, it'll last forever. And here it is 5 years down the line. And you are now wondering, I hope I don't run out of money before I run out of life. So budget and then prioritizing. Again, how do we pay off debt? We did a show together, Alex. I'm not sure if you remember. We talked about how to pay down debt, and we call it a snowballing effect. It's a wonderful way to pay down your debt. And I think about prioritizing your debt. Next thing you think about prioritizing your debt, think about how am I going to get through this? Well, maybe you don't need these fancy cell phones or these internet. What can you get survive without? Not that you have to get rid of it. No one likes to get rid of your comforts. Go to the third world country and see what comforts they have. When I think about all the comforts that we have, and I know sometimes I think about taking it for granted. Last night I felt guilty. I was watching a movie and it was $5.95. It was on that Amazon. And I felt guilty, I guess, because that's my upbringing. And I called my daughter. I said, honey, because she was down in Florida competing. And I said, honey, watch this movie. It's a great movie. But you only have 2 days to watch it because it's going to, I don't want you paying for it. So again, budget. What are the things you need? What can the things you don't need? How do you prioritize it? So I think those were the couple things that were really, really important is focusing on budget, prioritizing your debt, and maybe how can you survive it. Again, get rid of some of the things you don't need or that you do need, and focus on maybe the bare essentials. The rest, as I told her, I said, the rest is great. You're going to have a great retirement. But what if?
Well,
and I want to have a what if scenario, and I want to have a, I call it a praise scenario. We did it. We made it. We got through it. Because this could be, as you look at history, it could be a 3 to 5 year deal.
Well, and Scott, the thing is that makes that tough too is being disciplined and sticking to that, you know, writing the budget and sticking to it. It's tough. We all want to be good people, but sometimes, you know, you got the devil on the shoulder that's convinced you to do something and the angel can't override it. And so, Scott, that's where you can step in. It's like having someone who's helping you like a trainer. You know, we all want to exercise more, but it's about being disciplined. Those days where you don't feel great. And so then you choose not to go to the gym, or maybe you're at the gym and you're just not feeling it, so you don't do much. But if you have a trainer there who's holding you accountable and who's making you do the workouts, you're way more likely to follow through because you have that extra push. And so that's where you can step in. You can be that one. Okay, if you don't want to think about the budget, if you don't want to have to plan for this stuff, let me do it. I've gone through this. I get paid to do this. This is what I enjoy. And then it makes it a little easier for the follow through because, you know, you're there to be the one that's disciplined and to hold everybody accountable with the finances. So if that sounds like something that you could benefit from, the number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And I wanted to say that, Scott, just about, you know, your role and how that can be something that can really be beneficial to a couple or a person out there that might
think
need some help.
You said something really important that I don't know if those of you listening right now get it. And I want to help you through it. Usually in every couple, whether you're married or not, maybe you have a significant other, maybe you have a partner, there's usually one person that is a finance savvy or at least budget savvy. And the other one is just a free for all. They're just do what they want when they want. This is a time, I remember mom and dad did this and mom did the bills and took care of them. And dad said, how are we doing, Joan? I need you to sit down with me. Let's go over it. No, I'm okay. Mom looked at dad. I'll never forget it. And I was a young little rat. I was in Jacksonville, Florida, where I grew up. And mama said, Ken, get here now. We need to go through this together in case something happens to me. And I'll never forget that. Why? Because my dad traveled the world. He spoke 6 languages. He opened up plants across the world with the Clairol and Zotos and Conair and big companies. And dad was brilliant and brilliant, not only linguistically, but, and I'm wondering, dad, why don't you do the bills? He said, son, when I go on trips, your mom's handling it. So I wanted her to handle it. Now that I'm not taking that many trips, she does it out of course, because she's been doing it.
Yeah.
And so if you're out there and you're letting your spouse, significant other, your lover do this, I'm going to highly encourage you. You guys get together. Understanding what I first went over when Alex asked a question about budgeting. Let's see what we can, what's our budget? Number two, do we need it or do we want it? Wants and needs. Same basic crap I grew up with and you grew up with, Alex. Same thing as you turn the lights off when you leave the bedroom or you get a from your dad. And that I remember that. I can feel it now. But so the question is, what is the slap you're going to get by not sitting down with your tremendous partner? Because that's where most all divorces, fights, arguments start is with the letter M, money.
Yep.
So I encourage you, if you're getting out there, put that together. Guys, I know this is basic. You don't want to hear this crap. You want to hear some real financial planning. Right, here's some good. Hey, come on. Stop the crap. This is real planning, especially when you sit down and you have that discussion with your loved one and you say, okay, if XYZ happens and you lose your job or if it gets cut, what's the game plan? Who the heck wants to talk about negative stuff? Well, this is, again, who wants to talk about using the spare tire? Well, it's there. How do we take it off and put it on?
Yep.
I hope you're listening, guys. I'm really concerned. I'm not worried. I want to help everyone get through it. And our clients are pleased. I'm so pleased that they trust us so much. And when it's a quick phone call, Scott, what would like today? What would you do? Should we sell our house or keep our house? How do we move this money from our Florida house to our New Jersey house? What's the taxation? That's really cool. I can answer those questions because I know how.
That's Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group. This is Financial Insanity. The number 609-488-4646. Coming up, more with Scott. We're going to talk about retirement dreams versus reality.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
Fewer than 1 in 4 Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to be. Turns out it's one thing to dream about retirement. It's another thing to live in retirement every day. This is Financial Insanity. Scott McClain, McClain Advisor Group. I'm Alex Dingman. If you hear something today and you have questions, you can call the number 609-488-4646. That is 609-488-4646. Scott, what do you think about that? Surprising? Probably not, right? That people...
dreams versus reality?
The lavish dreams. Yeah, and what actually happened?
I was thinking about dreams and reality. I know when I was water skiing, when I was a young little rat many years ago in Florida, my whole dream was, of course, to go to Cypress Gardens. I was a very good water skier. I competed all over the South. And here it is, February 14th at our high school Valentine's Day dance. And I'm... dancing up a storm. I did those splits where you fall down and you like a knee split and you jump back up. Well, I didn't jump back, cracked the top of my kneecap. As I was heading to Cypress Gardens, they accepted me. My dream, well, it's not a reality, although it could have been, but things come in our way. Things came in my way. And that was, of course, a busted kneecap. That was really enjoyable. You watch these football players, Alex. I was watching that football game just last week where the guy's running the ball. And of course, the guy falls down and his ankle twisted one way. And you could hear, it was just like, I could feel the pain, reality and dreams. Yes, he made the pros, but he can't play in the playoffs because he has no more tendons are all busted up. You know, we all have this vision of retirement. Martin Luther King, just recently, as you remember, we celebrated. What a brilliant young man, had dreams and he had visions. If we don't have dreams and visions, we lose hope. So number one, we have to have that dream. So we've got to have that, not poo-pooing anybody out there. Everybody wants to be in a millionaire, but no one wants to work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Many of us do that. Many people want cake and ice cream and candy, and they don't want calories. So we have these dreams and visions. The question is, when it comes to finances and when it comes to your money, it's the same thing. You mentioned in one of our segments, we spoke about having a coach And there's nothing worse, like myself, you know to work out. Everybody knows working out. Everybody knows they need to work out. Number one, if you read the AARP latest article, was heart disease is number one killer. Hmm. And here we are. Stuff in our face. I'm talking to me.
look in the mirror.
We're looked. And are they working out? Dreams versus reality. What is the vision and the focus you want for your retirement? When I meet with everybody, that is the goal. And of course, dreams versus reality. Alex, you couldn't have said it better, because we wanted to turn into reality.
Sure.
Well, what's the game plan? What's the plan? I call it the McLean plan, the clean plan of getting to exercise what you want. And that's, again, it requires not just a dream. It needs to be focused.
Well, and a point there is, great to dream, but you can also plan to accomplish those dreams. And that's where Scott can step in, and you can dream with Scott so that hopefully that does become your reality in retirement. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. McLean Advisory Group, Jersey Shore, here to help. Now, here we got some more audio for you. Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement at the University of Kansas for 44 years. I bet you guys could get in a room, have some pretty good talks. And he wrote about his transition to retirement in the Wall Street Journal. And he talked about how he knows intellectually what's going to happen in retirement, living through it a different thing altogether. And we actually had the chance to speak with him nearly 2 years into retirement. And here's some audio. He said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
In my case, I was a professor and I had to teach these classes and I had to attend these meetings and, in other words, meet these time commitments. But really, the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
Wow. I really felt relaxed just kind of as he was finishing that thought, just thinking about, it doesn't matter what time I have the coffee in the morning. Because right now it's just, you know, you're up and you're slamming a couple cups and you're taking the dog out and whatever you might be doing. But
you're right,
man, it really framed it up nicely there.
He did. I think many people out there, they think of retirement, they rush. Here's retirement. And now they retire. But they didn't put another step in place. I've talked about this so often, is the next step is place. Okay, what are you going to do when you retire? What's your next game plan? What's your next goal? Everyone has purpose. Whether it's purpose to wake up and go work out, or purpose to go help somebody, purpose to go serve in your church or your community. What's the purpose that will turn you on to make you want to get up and rock and roll, versus the purpose to grab the clicker and watch Bob Barker on TV? What's the purpose? What can you get out of life? I like the saying I keep telling people, I want to create history. I don't want to read about history. I want to know what I'm going to do. What can I change? What can I impact? How can I help people? You know, Alex, I don't know if you might. My anniversary is coming up in the month of March, which will be my 42nd year, heading into my 43rd year in this industry.
Not bad.
And I think about it, holy bananas, that went daggum quick. And I'm thinking, I got another 40 years along Lord Terry's. I don't know what my purpose would be if I wasn't able to help people. And I say that, it's not about the money. I do enjoy money. I don't worship it, never did. But I really enjoy watching people's faces, like just the other day when I was helping someone retire and they didn't think they had enough for retirement, Alex. Hmm. And they came in, the husband and wife came in, and their face was almost like disgruntled. And we spoke about just this subject. I'll never forget it when they said, well, Scott, can we retire? And we looked at their Social Security. We looked at their savings. We looked at their pension. And I had them do their budget, which I talked so often about, it right with me in our office. And I said, well, based on what you need $3,200 a month. And they said, yes, Scott. I said, well, you want to know the good news? He says, yeah. I said, you're bringing in from your Social Security and from your pension, you're bringing in $3,000. Your deficit is $2,000. Your tax bracket will bring it down to zero, so you'll have no federal or state taxes. You should have seen their face. It went from dismal to just absolute display of elegance. We can do this. Yeah. And based on your retirement savings, even though they had a very small retirement savings, that meant they would not get $3,200, the $200 they're missing, but they had up to $4,000, an extra $1,000 a month they could pull out of their accounts and not lose a spot. There was our inflationary stop drop. There was our guarantee. I could have a guaranteed income for the rest of my life. So watching someone dream about it and then someone getting together and walking them through that valley. Some of you are going through the valley of shadow of no hope, and you need that, maybe that light. But there's other of you who are probably in that no hope. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to have a different game plan. I can tell you, we've dealt with all sorts of people. There's another better, my people perish because what lack of vision. So maybe you need someone to help create that vision so you can have retirement in the next journey of your life, new occupation, new trial. And I think that's what's being missed. I can tell you that's what's being missed when I talk to so many people on a daily basis. What's their dream? What's their reality? Can we get there? What are they going to do? Are they going to invest and enjoy the kids or not? And I think that's important, Alex. By the way, if you're listening to me right now, let me help you out. I can tell you one thing. There's nothing better than what's the next step? What do we have to do? What can I offer others rather than yourself? And it comes alive.
The number 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646. He may be able to help you have those retirement dreams become a reality. Yeah. More from Dr. Eckert here, as the transition into all that free time can create some conflicted feeling for retirees. Dr. Eckert says he's experienced that internal conflict as well.
As I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. The other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
That's hilarious. I used the angel-devil analogy earlier. Man,
I have that too.
Man, me and the doctor thinking alike. I'm feeling good about myself here. But isn't that true? Because, yeah, that sounds all well and good, but if you're a disciplined person, you're somebody, you're a hard worker, you're used to having that schedule, aren't you going to feel a little guilty too if you don't have much to do?
Yeah, I do, and I have that same feeling. My best friend in Jacksonville, he calls me up, when are you going to retire, buddy? I'm out here relaxing, having a beer with my buddies around the fire. I said, Dale, I love you to death, but I'm relaxing sitting with people. I don't know if that's the definition of retirement, doing what you love. He likes hanging out, doing things. We're totally opposite, yet we're best friends. And the yin and yang, I guess.
Right.
I'm not sure. I do have that pressure in my mind to keep producing. Maybe that's my parents, luckily, we're alcoholics, and then, of course, stopped drinking. I got to see both sides. Maybe my alcoholism is my work. I love what I do. It just gets me excited to help touch families. But I don't know what you're out there listening, what your excitement is. I have a friend who's a tremendous, I have a landscape company in the Long Beach Island area. He's got a tremendous business. He keeps wanting to retire. He looks at me. He says, Scott, I'm going to retire. I said, you're full of crap. He looks at me, his wife's cracking up. I said, I bet you're thinking about buying another company. He said, well, I kind of was. I said, so stop playing with yourself. Either go buy a company or not buy a company, because you're not going to retire. His wife is cracking up. We're in the office together. I won't say their name yet. I didn't get their permission. Lovely couple, building a tremendous landscape company, and yet he's talking about retirement. I don't know. I can't guide him. I can't help him, because I'm on that side of the fence. I just don't know what I would do unless I just kept talking to people and loving on people. It just, that gets me excited. How about you out there? What is your dream? What is your real reality? I think about that. What does retirement look like to you? It doesn't need to be my vision. It needs to be your vision. I remember Psychology Today, as it talks about, dreams are more real than anyone ever thought. You're thinking about them. You're waking up, you're thinking about them, and it's leading you somewhere. Maybe, just maybe, what are you thinking about? What you think may come real.
609-488-4646. If you want those dreams become a reality in retirement, Scott may be able to help. 609-488-4646, at8.com at the end for the website. And we're going to talk more about retirement dreams versus reality here in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. This is Financial Insanity. Out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of devil we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Unfortunately, fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to be. So discussing that today, it's one thing to dream about retirement, a whole nother thing to live in retirement every day. Here with Scott McLean of McLean Advisory Group, this is Financial Insanity. If you hear something, if you have questions, the number 609-488-4646. So Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement for more than four decades at the University of Kansas, retired himself a couple years ago. He says, one of the many factors we have to consider when it comes to retirement, not only how we're going to spend our own time, but what happens if we have a spouse who is retiring with us?
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
That's pretty good. What do you think of any truth to that, Scott?
I love it. I love it. I'll never forget. Dad called me. I was in the my old office in Toms River, New Jersey, and he called me up, and he said, "Son, I retired." I said, "Well, that's great, Dad. I'm so happy for you." He goes, "Yeah, but I took a job." "But Dad, you didn't need to. You had plenty of money. You have great income, son. I have to get away from your mom." And I didn't know how to process that. I swear to you, I never understood. I was right. A lot younger than I am now, obviously. And I said, "Well, Dad, are you okay? Y'all are all right?" He said, "Oh, I love your mother to death. I just can't stand being around her 24/7. I said, "Well, what?" He goes, "Son, I took a job and I just love doing something. And I just did not want to just be around her. I couldn't do it." I didn't understand that. And as I now morphed into my age now, I'm an old bat right now. And I think, you know what? Can I be around my spouse? I think a lot of people who are about to retire, they want to have that beautiful, we did a show, I think you remember, Alex, Reality, Dreams versus Reality. And I think one of the things is we want to go out, have fun, do what we want, when we want, whenever we want. That's retirement. Okay, great. But did we think about some of the evils, some of the deadly causes? Not just my dad saying that to me because he was jokingly, but serious.
Yeah.
Like the doctor, good doctor says, well, can we be around that person that long? Some people can. And man, I am just so happy for you. Other people just need a sense of purpose or be around different people. And that doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
And I think I hear a lot of people, everybody's so different. But one of the things I'm going to help you guys with, I want to bring this up in this short time we have, is those of you that are about to retire and you maybe you're about to maybe push some buttons saying, okay, I want to retire. What does it look like? Number one, you need to calculate your income. And then if your spouse is younger than you, calculate medical costs. That's a real, real challenge. Then you need also, what is our expenses going to be and what kind of trips you want? These are serious conversations. you need to have. So let me tell you what the definition of serious is. Both of you have a couple glasses of wine, relax, and then start talking about it. So at least the juices will get flowing. You'll be excited. But again, you got to talk about reality. Do we have enough money to retirement our Social Security benefits? Because a lot of time when you do Social Security, pension planning, or retirement planning, the question is, what happens if? No one wants to talk about if the husband dies, will the wife be able to live on that same income or less? If the wife dies, will the husband be able to live on that? And so I think that's the biggest challenge I find when it comes to planning. But the first thing is, what are you guys going to do together? What's your game plan?
Great advice. 609-488-4646. If you need help getting a game plan put together, 609-488-4646. And we know this, that women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So you're going to have a lot of wives outliving their husbands in retirement. I'm sure that you see this. And how does that come up in retirement planning? I mean, is this something that you discuss with couples?
Alex, if I'm talking to anybody out there who's couples, and this was just today, and I'm looking at the couple and I found out he had an income, a nice, beautiful pension of $5,200 a year, worked in the government sector for all his life. And his wife had a pension income was $2,200. She was a teacher. Well, when I asked the cuss question, here's the cuss question. So, Bill, if you passed away, how much of the $5,200 does your wife get? And he said to me, well, she gets $1,000 a month. Whoa. $1,000? He said, yeah. Okay. And then I asked Jane, I said, Jane, let me ask you a question. Of the $2,200 a month, how much does Bill get? Well, he'll get $500. So instantly, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, you're going from $7,400 of income, and all of a sudden it's going to change like a flicker in the night, like a light going out. You're living on this large. They had hardly any savings at all. They were banking on Social Security and the pension. And they said, well, Scott, we have such a great income. Should we buy another house? No. Scott, should we have this place with my sister. We're going to buy it, and we're going to go ahead and then flip it in another couple of years. What should we do? If you can make a profit, take it now. I think you need to focus on you and your husband, nobody else. My concern, and they had no life insurance, and he was not healthy. These are questions that are hard to ask. So I try to ask them in a different way to make it more direct, but not so uncomfortable. But
right.
I'd rather have you uncomfortable now than your spouse pass away and now there's no hope.
Talk about this, Scott? You know, how come we didn't plan for this? You know, what am I supposed to do now?
You're right. And I did ask him that question. I said, Bill, baby, let me ask you a question. When you chose the $5,200, why did you choose the $1,000 for your spouse? He goes, we needed the money. Now, I'm not here to judge. I just need to find out why.
Exactly.
When I asked his wife, I said, Jane, let me ask you something. Why did you pick the $2,200? Well, he's giving me less. I'm going to give him less. What? So now I didn't judge it. I just have to process it on, okay, how can I help them out and help them understand we need to start really putting a safety net together that in the event you pass away, maybe we need to put a house into a trust. Your taxes will be changed because you'll have a less of a tax return, would be nice. Perhaps we need to hide the house if either one of you stay remaining alive, but your lights go dim, Alzheimer's, dementia. How much cash are we going to burn? And will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to meow, come alive? And I'm concerned about what kind of lifestyle you have, not just now, but in the future. So that's, again, a question for now. Again, the dream for the next 2 to 3 to 5 years, what are you going to do? And then the game plan is, okay, well, let's talk about money. And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. It's been great talking retirement dreams versus reality. And when we come back, the top 5 signs you need a new advisor. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Scott speaks about savings down by the seashore.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Back to Financial Insanity with Scott McLean and co-host Alex Dingman.
We talk a lot about the risks to your money in retirement. Wall Street Journal saying baby boomers' biggest financial risk, cognitive decline. Scary risk can rob you of your best judgment. Sometimes it can go even unnoticed for years. With that in mind, we're going to go ahead and bring you a top five list for this week. Top five scams that you should be aware of, Scott.
Well, I don't know about you, and I just had someone in the office, and this lovely lady, 73 years old, was in the office and has a new friend. Beautiful, beautiful gentleman, as he sat out in the lobby and we got through talking about it. And I called the romance scam. And obviously, it's real. And when you think about the romance scam, of course, they perpetrate themselves as they got money and they want to go out. And who ends up paying the bills? And they end up having that area. On top of romance scams, I like to throw in there when you think about that. Maybe kids who think they're so concerned about their mom and dad's money that maybe they think mom and dad have a lot of money and they can borrow the money. I think that's a scam as well. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but I think these partners, romance scams, as you well indicated, these dating websites, these elderly victims, just to get your information. Be very careful of that. We all love relationship people. This is important. Now, Alex, you said there was another scam out there, the tech scam, I think you mentioned.
Yeah, and that's something, and we see it all the time. Really, you can have text messages, you can have emails, but unfortunately, there's a lot of technology nowadays, Scott, and people can be reached so easily, and you never know how somebody maybe even got your information. But this is a lot of communication, and sometimes people can make it seem very real and something very relevant, and they can give you a lot of sense of urgency, and it's important to be aware of those kind of things happening as well.
Boy, that is so true. When I think about these tech scams, I remember when we do taxes and these tech scams, they turn into a phone call. Did you get your, you owe money on the government? You need to send us money. Or one of the close friends and clients, which obviously won't say their name, where they called me up and they were beside them. Where they actually ran to Walmart and they wired money through Western Union of $5,000 because they heard their grandson was in trouble, got in a car accident, but they won't report it if they send them money because the grandson hit somebody and they ended up almost dying. The woman is pregnant, now lost a baby. This is real. And she called me, the husband and wife called me, and they said, Scott, what do we do? And you know, I said, let's call your son right now and see about how their child's doing, your grandson. No, they told us not to call anybody or they're going to go ahead and press charges.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would believe that. Now, my clients are a little bit older. This couple, we're very close. And I looked at them in the eyes and said, we're calling your son right now. No, Scott, I don't want you to. I said, okay, we're going to call the police. They were in my office. We're going to call the police station right now to see if there's any accidents. And we did. I said, okay, Mr. and Mrs., we'll say Jojo, we're going to call now your son. You should have seen his wife's face. Alex, I believe you. These scams are real, and they did not want to call because they're afraid it's real. We got the son on the phone because I forced them to do it. Oh, no, he's with his best friend right now. There was no car accident. These are real scams, whether it's from tax returns, such as the tech scams, the grandparent scams, usually trying to, as the, which is the third scam you had mentioned to me when we were speaking before. Of course, they're faking out relative. And then we talk about the government. We talk about the taxes, the fourth scam.
And that's a big one, Scott. That's a big one because
huge.
Because they'll pick the right times too, whether it's tax season or whether they know it's open enrollment or whatever it may be. And that's when you'll get a call, and then it makes it seem very relevant.
The tax scam, you know, Alex, I get this call every daggum year. And we have it in our folder. We do our tax returns for our clients. For our financial clients, it's a real expensive tax returns, like $110 we charge. We don't want to be a profit center. We want to help our people understand that. But one thing we found out is, okay, this is the IRS calling. You need to owe money. We don't want to put a lien on your account. And the IRS doesn't call people. It's like, wait a minute, whoa. Didn't we just tell you in the portfolio when you got your tax returns, there's a thing, you may get a phone call. Don't expect a phone call. It says in there real clearly. So, and then the stimulus checks. I can't tell you how many calls we got because we do taxes for our clients. And the stimulus check.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Totally ridiculous. And you know what? I don't blame the older folks because they're sitting at home. They're watching their TV shows. They get a phone call. And fear is a tremendous motivator the older you get. And that, to me, your lights go dim. Maybe your husband, your wife, your significant other's taking care of you. And you're worried about them. And these scams. Well, Alex, the sweepstakes scam. How about that one? Or the charity. I want to give money to the poor people or this charity. Or maybe like my friend, as I mentioned, one of your shows before we spoke about my roommate in college is over in Poland helping Ukrainians. And he's there right now. But there's a lot of scams. I remember the scam about the Hurricane Sandy. Where did all that daggum money go? Ticks me off. And I think of all this illegitimate, quote, charitable organizations. This is a huge problem for the seniors out there. Guys, don't fall for it. And then you end up calling your financial guy, hey, I need like my close friend. And Scott, we need to pull out $10,000 because our grandson got in a car accident I mentioned earlier. I said, no, I'll let you get your money, but we need to make some calls first. As a fiduciary, Alex, my job is to protect our clients the best I can in every way I can. And if they don't want it, they can take their money and go to another advisor because my job is to be, I call it in Ezekiel 33, the watchman, to oversee people's monies to help them. You know what? This is a lost art. One thing, Alex, we didn't talk about, you could have kids out there trying to scam their parents.
Well, that would never happen, Scott. What are you talking about? There has never been a kid out there who's tried to get their parents' money when they didn't actually probably need it. What are you talking about? That would never happen.
It's crazy.
That would never happen. No. Well, and Scott,
and I see that.
And I'm sure that you do, and you see it all. And you are somebody, if somebody's sitting out there and they're thinking, well, heck, is this a scam or what should I look out for? If you have questions, then Scott could maybe have some answers for you. If you want to give him a buzz, 609-488-4646. You can give Scott a call, 609-488-4646. Scott, since you deal with this a lot, are there some indicators that somebody might be dealing with a scammer?
Sometimes not. Sometimes they could be so sounding, so sincere, so realistic, you might not realize it. But then on the other side, basically they go to Google and they do a search online and people who contact you. Or perhaps maybe you go online, you look up their phone number. If those seniors, people that are cognitively, they're going to be proactive. Maybe you Google the phone number, see if it's a real phone number. And when I see people also really being proactive is they want you to download stuff, and they want you to just click on this, and it leads you down the primrose path of being ripped off. And that internet thing, because a lot of seniors these days, more now than ever, are on the internet. They sit in there, maybe one person's watching the TV show and the other person's on the internet, and you get caught in this web of deception. And I think we've nearly never did this on a radio show in the past 10, 12 years, but this is a good segment, Alex. We talk about so many scammers know, I mean, they're trained. They know how to get your information, and then they get your voice, and they get your, it's almost right now, just like the thief in the night. Well, now they don't even have to go in your house. They're going to get it by the internet. So I think this is really, really a good topic of the scams. And again, the nicest guy, the nicest girl in the world, one of the flags, maybe they're good looking. They have a nice, sweet talking self, and maybe they just want to sell you something and get you involved in something, and they get your credit card, and they get your, and now you're spending time cleaning up this nonsense. So don't use your debit card if you're going to buy things. Use a credit card. It's, the credit card companies are really helping out. They've been a big insulator. I would never, never use a debit card. And by the way, it happened to my sister, where her daughter is on my sister's account, and she started buying stuff. And she started adding to the credit card, which my sister is in her name. And she allowed her daughter to use it.
What could go
wrong? All of a sudden, she sees charges. My goodness. And she got taken to the cleaners. And I won't say what I did, but I can tell you, I see this from a firsthand position to my clients. And I just, disturbs me, especially in the field I was heading in. How do I protect our clients? As a fiduciary, as a protector of our clients. And I think this is really important, Alex. Great subject.
Well, and Scott, you don't want to just walk around and be somebody who doesn't trust anybody, or that you're super paranoid or stuff like that. But how can working with financial professional, working with you, how can that, you know, insulate people, give some people some protection against scams? Because some of them can come from people that you really didn't expect it to come from.
Well, I know one thing. We get phone calls. And I can tell you several phone calls we get from clients, and they want to take money out, and I will drill them down on questions. Well, let me ask you something. What happened? What took place? What do you need it for? Not that I'm trying to control their money, not at all, but to protect them from what's going on. Now, if they don't want to tell me, they don't have to. I'm supposed to give them their money. If they ask the money, that's fine. But if I'm hearing something fishy, whether they get the sweepstakes or whatever, I really want to know, is it the fraudulent, deceitful people out there trying to get their hands on their money? And I usually call. The second thing, of course, when I think about that, I really want to find out, if they call us, you know, what is it about, as I just mentioned? If it even goes to the next level, which I have done, I may call the power of attorney. If we keep our clients in our firm, when someone becomes a client, I want a copy of their will, power of attorney, living will. So if they call in and they want to ask questions, I'm going to pull them up. Who is this? And I want to find out about that, or our staff would find out about that. So ask lots of questions. Maybe you go to your best friend before you do anything and ask them questions. On what should you do? If not, and maybe you get this fancy software out there. I don't know which is the best software. I'm not telling people what the best software is, but there's software to protect your title, a title lock, I think they call it, or maybe a life lock, which your protection. I don't know which is the best out there. That's not my job. You know, seek it out, ask your kids for help, but I think you need to have these tools, because it's going to get more rampant as the market changes, as people get more aggressively, theft goes up.
And Scott, for the last time here today, how can people get a hold of you if they do have questions?
Pick up the telephone, 609-488-4646. Our staff will put you on the call log. We'll follow up, 609-488-4646. And if we can help somebody, obviously we're a financial firm, We're not the fraud detection firm. I'll make that real clear. If we can hear some phony things going on, we will probably either post it on the web, 609-488-4646.com. And you can see for some helpful tips, if we have any at that time, of things that are happening.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.